Well, right now it's time for us to get into the Word of God as we do every day at this time to give you some spiritual nourishment to get your day started out right. And joining us this week, Pastor David Plant from Memorial UCC. How are you, sir? Good to see you. Have you back in.
I'm wonderful. You know, the theme for me this week with all has been the idea of Thanksgiving. And, you know, a day like today tests that scripture, give thanks to God in all things. And I think that it's just wise for all of us to think about that particular scripture and what it means to us to rejoice always, pray without ceasing, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. We are reminded that God is present with us in all places, but that we are all in different places in any given moment. And so in our watchfulness, as I mentioned through Carrie Newcomer's book, to sing our songs and tell our stories, let us always remember to give thanks in all circumstances. Find ways to lift up one another, uphold each other. I bless you both, bless your listeners, and wish you all well in a season when we are called to rejoice each and every day and to give thanks to God in Christ Jesus. Amen.
Amen. That's a good word for us, Pastor. Would you go ahead and pray for our listeners?
I would. Let us pray. Our most wonderful and gracious God, you come to us in the most miraculous of ways. We aren't sure yet the various ways you will appear before us today, just that we will be on watch, not only to be careful as we drive down the road and all that is happening, but we will be on watch for your presence in our lives. A chance to share a word of hope, a chance to share a word of comfort, a chance to share a word of congratulations and joy, a chance to break bread with others, and to be able to celebrate your gift of life in our midst. These things we ask in your holy name. Amen.
Amen. Pastor David Plant in with us from Memorial UCC. And Pastor, tell us about Memorial UCC.
Well, Memorial UCC is a cornerstone church on Star Avenue. It's been in that location for over 100 years, that specific location, 120 years as a congregation serving East Toledo. We're our, what we call in the church biz, a family-sized church. We have people who are grandchildren and great-grandchildren of those who founded the church. We are people who come in off the streets and just walk in and come in and are part of our congregation for maybe just a few years before life takes them into another place in town or in country. We're a church where we really have all ages, given the size of our congregation. As many are, we're gearing up for the holy seasons, for the beginning of Advent. We do some fairly traditional things with the lighting of the Advent wreath and remembering the great stories of how Jesus came to be and the hopes for the Messiah. We do some of the wonderful things like tell our stories through our children's program, which always happens on the third Sunday of December, and we do a special musical piece that probably, quite frankly, half the people that normally be sitting in the pew get up and join the musical choir, and we all sing and share.
Yeah, cool.
And so there's plenty of room then for other people to come in and celebrate the goodness of our Lord. We have wonderful relationships with our local schools and mission efforts and helping out with providing food for people. And then, you know, other times of the year, we do a lot of other things. And so just encourage people to come. You can find us on a Facebook page. There may even be an outdated website out there. Like I said, like most families, some know more about technology than others. So blessings to all, and thanks for having me again this Thanksgiving week.
Always a joy.
Yes, it was good to have you in. You brought a good word for us all week long. So thank you so much.